Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful, wonderful day that the Lord has made. Yes, we're excited about coming to you live from the VFN television and radio studios on the Emerald Gulf Coast. We'll give a shout out this morning to Joanne. Joanne, I'm loving the post. Loving the post on your Facebook. Give a shout out to Najina. Good morning. Give a shout out to Lakeland. What's happening, Kevin? Good morning, Brianna. Give a shout out to Beach Haven this morning. What a wonderful, wonderful time I have with you Sunday in your fellowship. The presence of the Lord was awesome. Give a shout out this morning to Wendell Hall. Good morning. You are listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. We have so many things we want to share. You know, I first want to say, yes, I did get on a rant yesterday. I was just, you know, I mean, if you know me, you know, those that have walked with me, you know that the cry of my heart, you know, has been for families and fathers and children, and I'm just seeing a strategy unfold before our very blind eyes, you know, how they're just trying to dismantle the family, you know, and redefine it and to emasculate, you know, the men and to break down, you know, the thing that God created and our very own institutions that we as people are sending to represent us, and you know, just kind of, you got to catch it. If you missed it, you got to catch it. If you missed it, you know, realize it was just like a fire hydrant shooting out. But if you can make sense of it, you're listening to a father's heart. You're listening to somebody who loves you, loves God, and wants to see you make it, and wants us to get back to God's original intent. And I'm on the same journey. We're all going there together. Just like when God began to lead, you know, his people out of Israel, out of Egypt, Moses was on the same journey. He had to walk with them on that journey, but he did lead them. And so I just want to encourage you. If you heard me yesterday, it was just one of those moments. I knew of a couple situations that just happened recently. I saw some fathers just really, you know, put down, and I saw some families really hurt, and I saw some laws wrongly interpreted, and I saw some funded liabilities that need to be unfunded institutions that are coming against the family. So you can hear that. I don't even know what's the name of the highlight on there. We'll find out before the program is up. You can actually hear that. But I don't know if you heard about it. Did you hear about the Microsoft scam that's going on?
Yeah, I think I heard something about that.
You did? Yeah, there's a scam going on. And what they're doing is they're calling up people, and they're saying they're with Microsoft. First of all, if somebody calls you up and says they're with Microsoft, the first thing you say is, why isn't this program working? You don't give them. But hold on a second. You got to hear this, and I'll be right back.
Good evening, everyone. They call pretending to help you, but by the time you hang up, they have downloaded a virus onto your computer that can be expensive to fix.
Well, we first told you about this phone scam last month. Someone pretending to be from Microsoft who calls and claims your computer has a virus. He gives you simple steps to follow on your computer. Without realizing it, you're actually downloading a virus. Now a local computer expert is turning the tables on the scammers. Channel 4's Scott Johnson and talk to that computer expert about the scheme to take your money. Scott?
Well, Rob, it's interesting. I did this story a few weeks ago on people calling you, claiming to be Microsoft, claiming to fix your computer, which wasn't broken. Well, when I did that story, I interviewed this computer guru, so to speak, an expert, knows everything about computers. Coincidentally,
look at
a few days after the story aired, he was called himself by these scammers.
Oh,
but when they called, he was ready for them. When scammers claiming to be from Microsoft called Christopher Hamer thinking he'd be an easy victim, little did they know Hamer's knowledge of computers most likely eclipsed theirs.
Since I had the equipment, I had the time, I knew that my phone calls were being recorded because of my phone system. I figured, why not? Let's play with them. Let's see how far they'll go. Let's see what they'll actually do.
Being an expert in the...
Well, we're laughing. You got to see that. We'll put this up on the VFNTV blog. You can get to VFNTV.com. But this guy's got like 500 computers packed up, all the pieces. There is no housing unit. It's just kind of spread across this thing. You know, he's the one looking out for us.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Here you go. Keep on.
World of computers, Hamer started letting them try their scam, where they tell you something's wrong with your computer and have you download their software, which is in fact a virus they use to infect your computer, so they can sell you something to clean it up.
Yeah, hi, my name is Jordan, and I'm calling you from the Microsoft Certified Technical Department, and I'm calling in regard.
First of all, that's a hint.
Yeah, that's a clue.
Into your computer. So I believe you are the main user and the main owner of the computer, right?
Yes.
And the reason behind you are getting this call, sir, we sent it a lot of warnings on the computer, sir, but there was no response from your end.
Within minutes, Hamer set up what he called a virtual computer, where he could download the scammer's viruses without damaging his real system. And as he did this, he traced everything about these scammers.
So we sent it a lot of warnings, sir, but do you never notice those warnings on the computer, sir? Lots of warnings.
Oh, every time it pops up and says something's gone wrong, do I want to send this error to Microsoft? I send it in.
They're pretending to have an office out of the UK, but their actual offices are in Kolkata, India.
How did you know that?
Because I kept a record of all the websites that they sent me to and the software that they used to remote in. And
so
then
you tracked them as well as probably the FBI could.
The tools are out there. You just have to know how to use them. Unfortunately, they are outside the auspices of any U.S. law enforcement, and they know it.
Hamer.
That is just totally something, isn't it?
Amazing.
So this is the scam. We're going to make sure it's up on the VFN TV blog. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. It'll explain a few things, but they're calling in the name of Microsoft saying, we'll believe you'll have a virus on your computer. Are you that technical guy that was trying to help me last week?
Yeah, like tech support
tech
experiences.
Support, yeah. And so in that, you know, you need to watch out. If anybody calls you and you can surrender your computer over, they can come and take a hold of your computer. If you give them permission, they'll probably send you an email or something. Once you click on that and you answer a couple questions, probably they'll take over your computer. It's just like them sitting in front of your computer. And what they're doing is putting a virus in your computer at that moment. Mm. And
that's crazy.
And once you do that, they take it over. Even some of the people, they say, had even taken people's computer hostage, and they would seized it up, and they wouldn't release it to them until they paid them money. Mm. It's like, take my computers, please.
Right.
You know, right?
Please.
I'm left with a piece of pencil and a piece of paper. Well, watch out for that. If somebody calls you and says they want to take over your computer, say, government,
No, thank you.
Oh, no, we're talking about the government. We're saying, whoever this is, no, don't do it. It's like a one-world thing out here, and people can call from anywhere. You know, today is the 10th of the month, mm-hmm. And, of course, we do the word of wisdom, the moment of wisdom on each corresponding chapter in Proverbs, chapter 10, and here mm-hmm. it is, the 10th of the month, and we look at chapter 10. And today, we're having one verse. This particular verse is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24. Proverbs 10, 24, that it reads, and this is so, so important, that Proverbs 10, 24, what the wicked dreads, think about that, what the wicked dreads will overtake them. Think about it. What the wicked dreads will overtake them. What the righteous desire What the righteous desire will be granted. What the righteous desire will be granted. Think about it. So that means that one could be a desire and one could be a dread. You know, the Word of God says, there they were with all that dread, with nothing to dread at all, mm-hmm. at all. And, you know, a wicked person, the reason why a wicked person, a sinner, somebody who's just sold into darkness, mm-hmm. they are constantly dreading things. And so they're moving in fear and they're moving in manipulation. They're trying to stop things from happening. But yet, watch it. It always overtakes them.
Mm-hmm.
It all, the very thing they're trying to dodge in their life. And they're trying to prevent, instead of just repenting,
right.
you know, which is the thing to do, that it just overtakes them.
Right.
It eventually overtakes them. But listen to this. He also says, what the righteous desire, I mean, it's okay to have a godly desire in your heart, a desire for things and wanting to be used by God and to be blessed in your family and marriage and just life. And, you know, I have a desire for a third grade awakening. How about you?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
That what they desire will be granted. And of course, our righteousness is not in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our righteousness is in the cross. But have we dealt with the sin issue with the remedy, which is the cross of Christ, in laying down our lives? You know, religion is hanging around the cross,
mm-hmm.
but Christianity is getting on the cross.
Right.
And if we're going to have the righteous desires, they have to be at the cross of Christ. Not in, like, I've been good enough, so God's going to give me something.
Right.
You know, I know one particular man, I remember, he was like a roller coaster because he felt like if his business was doing good, that God loved him. If his business was doing bad, you know, God was angry at him. And of course, the business market goes up and goes down. And so it was just a real bipolar experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, dude, why tie your relationship to God, to your business? Why not just live a life that's right before God and have godly desires and just watch what he does? Because he says that the righteous desire, their desires will be granted to them. And understand that, you know, just relax. You know, if you've shared the truth, if you've loved on people that just insist on going the wrong way in the dark way, that's all you can do. You can't, you know, you don't want to be, you can't force people to do what's right. You can't force them to do what's right. You're going to have to actually just love on them, tell them the truth in love. And if you get an opportunity to speak in their life, but realize eventually it'll overtake them.
All right.
I mean, remember Israel was going, hey, I want some quail. Give us some quail. You want some quail?
He gave it to
him. It overtook him, right?
That's right.
It overtook their noses and their mouths. It came out of everything, right?
Everything.
And they were eating it thinking, hey, this is cool. And it says, mm-hmm. you know, why the meat was in their teeth, that God's anger mm-hmm. burned against them. And so the moment of wisdom today is Proverbs 10:24. What the wicked dreads will overtake them. What the wicked dreads will overtake them. What the righteous desire will be granted. We'll be right back. God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make his heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end and you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. That God is wanting you to meet him. He's not far from you, but he had to make a way for you to get to him. And he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason at all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know, the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street, all those different things that, you know, you go through in your life. You run after, you know, wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that, and it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that he can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin, he can totally take that away from you through his son, Jesus Christ. You got to meet him. Listen, he wants to know you.
Are you ready to know him? You've got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. The interesting thing, I guess you could say it's interesting about the Lord that you discover is he gives us a chance to join him.
Many chances.
But he doesn't force us. He will send prophets to us. He'll say, matter of fact, I'm coming to you right now. I'm probably letting you know, if you don't know yet, that if the church does not arise, if she doesn't awake, things as we know it in the nation called America, the United States of America, is going to change. It's changing before our eyes, but a third great awakening, a massive national revival, can change it. But we can drop the ball. I mean, right now, we've dropped the ball. And if we drop the ball, God will just move. The cloud will move. It's moving as we speak into India, into China. As a matter of fact, listen to Peter Wagner and Steve Hill talk specifically about that. I'll be right back.
And say to this should not offend anyone. What is this? This should challenge you. This should challenge me. Okay, I'm a young man. Okay, and I'm speaking to many. You may say, well, you know, I'm this Peter. You're up in, I don't know, 70, 80s or whatever, but the bottom line is you got the fire of an 18-year-old, okay? and the vision, and you see the world laid out like God sees it laid out. He goes, listen, if you don't take this and run with it, if you don't take this pure gospel that I've given you, and it's simple, the gospel is not complicated. If you don't take this and run with it, I'm going to pass the ball to somebody
else.
You're
going to give it to somebody else. That's right.
I'm going to give it to somebody else, and they're going to run with it.
Exactly right.
That's what happened. Let me just ask you.
We need more people swallowed by whales like Jonah. Yeah. He was going to take it from Jonah, but Jonah learned his lesson.
He learned his lesson, and I think revival came out of all
that's
that.
That's right.
And you think about it. Why would we have to be swallowed by a whale? Why do we have to go? He said, I will not go in the middle. I will not respond to the call. I'm not going to do it. But when he finally did it, Nineveh, a great city, turned around. You don't think, and this is what he told, this is what God told Jonah. Should I not be concerned? Should I not be concerned? Should I not be concerned about this great city? Do you don't think God's concerned about the great nation called America? He cares. He loves the American people. He wants them to know him. He wants the church to rise. But you know what? If we don't stand up, if we don't say, you know, this is me, I'm ready to do it. God, use me. Here I am. Send me. You can find out. Listen, we have been preparing for you. We have been preparing for you. You know, all the way from training you up to rightly relating you, to bringing you into the harp and bowl ministry of Revelations 5:8, so you can pray and watch and make sure, you know, that you stand in the midst of what's coming. We've raised you up in unity, what we call the due space, being able to be together continually with all the family. We raised you up and be able to get connected and rightly related and get discipled, and not only get discipled, but to go through VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University, to train you again in the simplicity. It's so simple. It's not complicated. Religion complicates things, but it was so simple that the fishermen were doing it, and it just blew the mind of all those that invested so much in gaining so much knowledge that there were no longer any use in the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of my spiritual father, Ken Summerall. This is what he says. He says two things. One is, he says, every time I began to get insecure about things when I was in ministry, when I was young, I would go get a degree. I would get more education. He said, I was dying by degrees. I had to unlearn everything I learned so that God could use me. He says something else in his book called The Flexible Wineskin. He says, listen, if it ever gets like that, I hope you, those that are related to me, I hope you will step away from that so that you can continue on with the call that God's placed on your life. Find out more at vfnfamily.org. Listen, let's do it. Let's believe God. Let's raise up for a day such as this. Don't look around for people to be your cheerleader. If they're not going to go, they're not going to cheer you on. But if you will go, if you'll be that voice, God will use you. vfnfamily.org. VFN, that's V Victor, vfnfamily.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me in the studios is Pat Hamilton. Oh, my goodness, the voice. You can be that voice. I just want to encourage you. We got so many things we're going to talk about, you know, try to squeeze into our first hour here. It's either going to be the first hour or the extra hour today, but we're going to have a cartoon, a simple cartoon that's going to explain, I think it's from 1948, but you know, the Constitution's been here since the beginning.
All right.
And it explains so well the isms, mm-hmm. you know, communism, Marxism, socialism, and capitalism. Mm-hmm. These are just different forms of economy.
Right.
And it explains it so well. We're going to also make it available to you on the VFN TV blog. It's about the original intent. What's the original intent of our founding fathers? That's going to be coming up. First, I want to talk about this. You're not going to believe this. You know, we have removed ourselves so far back from the actual labors and hard work that's required to mm-hmm. build a country like this that our founding fathers labored over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we actually have people that we pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars mm-hmm. just to go back and dig in old mines, like where they mine for like gold and silver and stuff uh-huh. like that, to be able to find their old clothes that they wore, which they probably never washed,
right.
you know, and because they wanted to actually find out what the wear pattern is when somebody works hard.
Right.
Get this now. So
pay money for this?
Oh, no. They pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for this person to be able to find a pair of old pair of jeans, denim jeans,
uh-huh.
and they take it back. And it's like $400. And they try to imitate it. I mean, listen to this.
That's great.
This man, Michael Allen Harris, a commercial painter from Orange County, California, is sort of a celebrity.
You can't research this stuff on the web. Nobody nope. knows anything about it. So it's like a real, it's like a mystery, you know? It's like being a detective, a denim detective.
On weekends, he hunts old mines in search of blue gold.
Told you. Wow.
Old jeans, really old jeans. The jeans of the Old West. Dirty, dusty, tattered jeans that can appraise for up to $100,000. These antique jeans are prized by designers because of their wear patterns. Today, those patterns are recreated by jean designers like Lauren Kronk for that all-important lived-in look.
If you look at the way an old pair of jeans has been worn away or torn, it's sometimes easy to surmise what kind of early life it had. If there are really significant wrinkles on the back of the knee, for example, you can tell that the person either spent a lot of time.
First, I want to tell you this, and we're going to continue on, but this is not being made up. She's talking about the wear patterns on somebody that was working in mines and building things, and mm-hmm. we're trying to, I wonder what they were doing. It was probably work. Yeah. But listen to this.
I'm on a horse, or did some sort of job where he was bending his knees a lot.
Really?
Think about
the cost for all this scrupulous attention to detail?
Listen.
A tidy $340.
$340. And we can have, wow. you got this on the VFN TV blog. You got to see it. But they are going back and digging in old mines and trying to find out the jeans and the denim that people who worked hard, because
mm-hmm.
obviously, I guess, but there's no buddy working hard in America, you know.
Right.
You know, my concept is this: why not put a pair of brand new jeans on mm-hmm. and get a job?
Right. Right. What a concept.
What a concept, you know what I'm saying? But they go and they find out how the bend and the mark and everything's on them. We have a little, you can see it. And then they go and they pay somebody to take a perfectly good pair of denim jeans, and he brings out like wires and scissors and metal brushes and all that kind of stuff, and
mm-hmm.
runs a perfectly good pair of jeans, and somebody else who's never done the work because they had to have somebody else go out and research it. What's it like to actually have a pair of jeans you worked in?
Right.
You know, and gets the, and they pay them $400 to imitate hard work. It's an image. They're buying the image of hard work.
Isn't that something?
Is that wild? I mean, why would you even, but it's like something inside.
It's so foreign.
Yeah. It is. And it's like something inside of mankind knows that it requires effort and energy. And mm-hmm. they're willing to even pay $400 to look like those who actually were the ones that built this country. You got to see this. You can see it on the VFN TV blog. It's called, I believe it's called Buying the Image of Hard Work. $400. Listen, God blesses the work of our hands, not when we go out and get the image of other people's hands. Mm-hmm. The economy is shifting, and it's shifting to people who work hard, mm-hmm. and we can recapture this. If we recapture the reality that God will bless the work of our hands, we put on our own jeans. Mm. You know, we're not going to want holes in our jeans or anything like that, because we're going to need the jeans to protect us. That's why they had jeans, so that you could ride a horse and not be damaged, so you can get in a mine and not be scratched up. It wasn't so you could look. They actually probably were ashamed of the holes in their jeans, you know, and had to get somebody to patch them up and sew them up. It's just totally amazing, you know, what we've come to, you know, what we've come to in this life, that we actually got to go hunt up. We pay $100,000 for this guy who finds one pair of old jeans, and then they sell that pattern, they duplicate it for 400, this one was 340, down to $400, this other one they talk about. You can see the whole interview, CBS interview, and more of this on the VFN TV blog, You know, I also want to be able to talk today about, you know, what's taking place with the economies. We need to understand the economies are shifting right now. Some European looters. Yeah, that's right. Leaders. That's about looters. And leaders are, you know, talking about this, the crisis is about to hit. It's going to be like a domino effect. Mm-hmm. And they're projecting, you know, everything's holding on. Everything's waiting primarily for this presidential election, I believe, you mm-hmm. know, to find out where things stand, because everything's based on the dollar. What's going to happen to America? What's going to happen? And so they're predicting doom, the doom over the euro and all these different things, you know. And with that, it's economies. We've got to understand, you know, what's the difference between, you know, what is the difference between communism? What's the difference between capitalism and Marxism, socialism? And, you know, you just normally joke about it sometimes mm-hmm. with the Wendy's commercial we talked about, I think, earlier this week or last week. You see it on the blog. But it's not a black and white movie. It's just a form of who's going to control the finances. Now, whoever controls the money controls the vision. Mm-hmm. And so, if you know, he's going to talk about it here. And you can hear it's a cartoon. We're going to make this cartoon available for you on the VFN TV blog. You can go to it, but you can hear it. I might say a few things that kind of help you out through it. But just listen to what they're saying. This was done by Harding College in 1948. Somebody says, well, 1948, you got to say the Constitution's older than 1948. Yeah. Really? You know?
Yeah, a little bit older.
We got to find the original text. What was the original text? They explain it so well. We just had to be able to show this to you. Listen up. Harding College presents Make Mine Freedom. Color by Technicolor.
America is many things to many people. To a 17-year-old kid, it's the malt shop on the corner. To Grandpa, it's the front porch in the cool of the evening. To Mother and her family, it's church on Sunday morning. And to Dad, it's his favorite relaxation. It's the Cracker Barrel philosophers in Crabtree Corners.
Cracker Barrel.
And it's the tycoons in Wall Street. It's all races, creeds, and religions. It's freedom to work at the job you like. Freedom of speech and to peaceably assemble. Freedom to own property. Security from unlawful search or seizure.
Where's your warrant, Flatfoot?
The right to a speedy and public trial. Protection against cruel punishments and excessive fines. The right to vote. And to worship God in your own way. It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
Labor is at fault. It's ruining the country.
My constituents, as your elected representative, I can assure you labor's right. Management's right. I'm strictly neutral.
Labor, management, politicians, fully. Oh, they can't tell corn from oats.
What?
Hurry, step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery, Ism. Ism will cure any ailment of the body politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefit of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. Enormous profits, no strikes.
Ism.
Remember, you're the big boss.
Government control, no worry about votes. Name your own salary. Bigger crops, lower cost. Why, Ism even makes the weather perfect every day. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to Ism Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom and the freedom of my children and my children's children, in return for which said Ism promises to take care of me forever.
They're fighting to take it away.
Wow.
Pardon me. Pardon me. And who are you, my good man?
I'm John Q. Public.
Ah, my fine friend, you're just in time to share this generous and gigantic offer. Sign right here.
Mind if I read it first?
What a concept.
Hurry up!
Keep your shirts on, boys. You know, including my freedom.
He's reading it.
Freedom? Well, sign away my freedom. Why, this is ridiculous.
Don't be corny, brother.
Sure, our system of free enterprise isn't perfect. But before we throw it away for some imported double talk, let's turn the clock back a few years to see what it's done for us. For example, back in the 1890s, Joe Doakes was just a guy who liked to tinker around his barn. Some people thought Joe was lazy. Some even thought he was nuts. But one day, he had an idea. And because he was free to dream his dream and tinker, Joe had a chance to make something of himself and his idea. So, of course, some people didn't think so much of Joe's idea. But that didn't stop him. So Joe got some money from young Aunt Minnie and Uncle Angus and Grandpappy and Mr. Titus. When Joe's friends and relatives used their savings to help him buy tools and property, they were capitalists. Don't blush, folks. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, naturally, Joe needed some help. So he hired Willie Lumpkin, who was out of work anyway. And before long, Willie had the know-how and became skilled labor. Because capital, management, and labor worked together, Joe's idea grew. It grew and did things even he never dreamed of. Today, the automobile industry provides millions of jobs that never existed before. And remember, this is a story of only one industry. There are thousands more scattered all over the United States whose history of development is pretty much the same. We've built a country under the American system that sends more young people to high school and college than all the rest of the world combined. Why, even in the Depression, our wages bought more food, clothing, travel, and entertainment than the wages of any other people in the world. Our country has a national income equal to the total national incomes of any other 6 nations in the world. With only 7% of the Earth's, we drive 70% of the world's automobiles. That's just a sample of the things the capitalistic system has given us in only 160 years. Before signing up, you boys ought to try a little taste of Dr. Ism's formula
to see what you'd get in exchange for your freedom. Go ahead. Try it.
They're drinking it. They're drinking it.
They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
You can't do this to me!
He's chained
I'll
up.
Strike!
The state forbids strikes.
That's a union.
Wait till the union hears about this!
Ah, yes, the union. Welcome to our ranks, number 1313.
The government is the union.
Wow.
I'll take this case to the Supreme Court.
The politicians
showing
up.
The state is the Supreme Court. Our decision is as follows. No more private property. No more you.
What's our leadership?
Well, the farm vote will put a stop to this.
The farmer.
Farmers don't vote anymore.
What'll I do for seed next year?
Chain them up.
You won't have to worry about next year. The state will do your planning from now on.
We must fight to regain our freedom.
He's in a chained and fenced in area.
Everything!
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
When anybody
they're pouring out the ism on the ground
tries to pit one of us against the other
yep.
through class warfare, mm-hmm. race hatred, or wow. religious intolerance, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives. And we know what to do about it.
And now, gentlemen, no violence, please. And don't throw those bottles. Don't throw those bottles! No! Oh, no! No!
That's called an election.
Yeah, right.
You can see this on the VFN TV blog. They're marching right around.
Produce an ever greater abundance of material and spiritual values for all. That is the secret of American prosperity.
You got to see this. This is a simple little cartoon. It'll help your. It won't just help your kids understand. It'll help you understand
yeah.
that the isms, communism, Marxism, and socialism, is the government in control. And capitalism is the people in control. When the government's in control, every form of leadership from the union to the farm choices for the farmers to the political leadership to the judicial branch to free speech, every bit of it is ruled. Because when he said, you heard him protesting, he's like, I don't think this should happen, this shouldn't happen. And all of a sudden they put a whole old stereo over, it was a... record player, whatever it was back then, they called it a record player.
Like a phonograph.
Yeah, phonograph. And it was just that everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's yeah. fine. And that's what they do. They just keep, as a matter of fact, when I was talking to Yulong, mm-hmm. Who lives in China, mm-hmm. he said, all they have is happy news.
Right.
That's all they have is happy news. Isn't that something? Every day in China is happy news. They mm-hmm. do not share reality with the people. They do not broadcast reality. Just whatever's happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's that will happen. You'll find that out that all of a sudden everything, even though it's not fine,
mm-hmm.
they'll do it. You got to see this. It's on the VFN TV blog at vfntv.com. You got to get a grip of this because here we are. We're facing, do we want socialism? Do we want, Marxism? Or do we want capitalism? Is capitalism really that bad? The fact that all it is a guy coming up with a good idea or a lady coming up with a good idea, his family members, say it's a good idea as friends, and they say, here's $10. Here's $10. Mm-hmm. Here's a couple dollars to be able to help you start that good idea. Those are called investors. And now those people who loan you the money are part owners of your idea and your company.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call, the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
That's how simple. We call it the stock market. It's actually you and me. When you talk about the stock market, you have to understand you're talking about your neighbor. That's his or her retirement. That's their investments. It's the company they work for. When you talk about a company going public,
mm-hmm.
that's just a whole bunch of people that decided they want to put in a little money to be able to own that company. So it's not some stranger somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's your neighbor. If you see a retired neighbor in your neighborhood, 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, they are probably living off of what they've invested or their investments were in companies where they did, through capitalism, invest in those companies. You're not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. That's why people from other communist and socialist countries come to America because they know that this is the land of the free, that you can have a dream and that you can run with your dream, that people can invest in your dream and you can share ownership with your idea. And that's how all these things come to pass. It just, but that can happen only in America,
right?
The present day America. But right now, just like in 1948, it was like it nailed it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the same thing happened again. What's interesting for those in the spiritual room to understand that they had a bull. It was called Dr. Utopia, you know, and then they had a bull with a ring in its nose, which is Baal.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, that the risk of socialism, communism, Marxism, which is a godless government. Communism is one that, you know, they just denied God. Mm-hmm. You know, government was God. And that, you know, people want or saying, I want government to take care of me. You know, I want, and it's like Baal worship instead of God worship. And mm-hmm. who's going to do it? Is government going to take care of you? Or is God going to take care of you? And it is a risky factor for the fact this, that you have to have faith in God. If you don't know God as your personal Lord and Savior, you can know him today. You can know him today, and he will walk with you. You know, if you need to begin to abide with him, go to iabide.org and begin abiding with him for like 6 weeks. Just begin to understand and walk with and learn his voice. And we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. But we're going to have to first, you know, to be able to walk in capitalism and the freedom that we've been given, it can only be freedom under God.
Right.
Our liberties come from God. Our freedom comes from God. And the second that the mindset of Americans say, you know, we can do this without God, you're looking at communism, Marxism, and socialism. The government, God's going to just give the people over to a tyrannical type ruling government.
Right.
Why give this freedom up?
Crazy.
It is totally crazy. Why do you want to do that? You can see that on the VFN TV blog. We'll be right back.
Isn't it so cool? All of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook.
Mm.
You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights. Go to the VFN TV blog and just copy the link of one of those blogs and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. And now you can go into the wonderful basket of opportunity on VFNTV.com, go to the VFNTV blog, go to the highlights, and just copy something there and just paste it into your Facebook, and they'll get it and be able to listen to it on their phones or whatever. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us. I know you don't know a lot about football, Pat, but
right.
You know, I don't know if you know Tom Landry. He was a coach for Dallas.
Right, the Cowboys. Right,
Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know that.
You are Googling up over there, aren't you? Anyway, so you're Googled up.
I'm Googled up.
Anyway, this is what he said. He said, you know, you have all these players – football players, for those that don't know, it's a football team. And they want to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the goal.
Oh, now you're looking like you know everything. Okay, so then they want to win the Super Bowl. And so, but he's the coach, and he has to lead them to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He has to coach them. He has to get them. He has to help them work as a team, because you cannot get it if you're not a team.
Right.
And you got to get together. Mm-hmm. And so he said this. He said, I have to get them to do what they don't want to do
mm-hmm.
to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Right.
Isn't that powerful?
That is powerful.
The coach said this. Coach Landry said this. He says, I have to get these players to do what they don't want to do
mm-hmm.
to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Mm.
And you have to understand, when it comes to the things of God, your flesh doesn't go, woohoo, I'm going to fast. You know, I'm not going to eat for a week, you know, or it doesn't say, oh, this is so great. I'm going to deny what my flesh wants, you know?
Right.
And Jesus said in John 15 that we have to abide with him. We have to hang out, remain in him, spend time with him, mm-hmm. you know, abiding with him, which means, you know, spending time with him, reading his word, hiding his word in our heart, listening to what he's saying or impressing on us to do and doing is. We have to, mm-hmm. and we do that, we can be fruitful, and we're called to be fruitful. Mm-hmm. But our flesh is sort of like, you know, Coach Landry's talking to our flesh, and he says, you know, and I'm saying, you know, to you that, you know, we're going to have to get you to do, your flesh to do, mm-hmm. what it doesn't want to do, so that your spirit man mm-hmm. and your heart and your destiny, things that you always wanted to come mm-hmm. to pass, come to pass.
Right.
And we have a simple plan for you, a plan that begins to progressively take you on that journey, the same way that he was taking his football team. You can actually begin on a journey with Jesus Christ that he will take you to a place into your destiny if you abide with him. Your flesh is going to go, no, I don't want to do this. Mm. But your spirit man is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, everybody really wants their destiny in God like that. They want to walk with God, right, Pat?
That's right.
But you need a simple plan to do that. Mm-hmm. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and you can read through that, request a free, a simple plan for free, mm-hmm. and begin today. Just commit to 6 weeks. Commit to 6 weeks.
Right.
And just watch what God does. A set time, set place. All that's there for you. Mm-hmm. Simple little way to do it. No cost involved, just you, Jesus, your Bible, and a journal.
Right.
And you can find out more at iabide.org. That's iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me in the last part of the first hour is Pat Hamilton. Well, you know, we were just talking about isms. I know that was kind of difficult, maybe to understand, maybe not. It wasn't difficult. I don't know. But I know this, that we have to get this. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. People in general are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They don't understand what's going on. Uh-huh. And we have to invest. We're going to have to learn things. We can't just default, uh-huh. you know, and we're trying to, we want to help you with a VFN radio and VFN TV so that we can help you, but you're going to have to check everything out. I mean, what we're saying, I'm going to look in the Word of God, find it to be true. So you can lock your faith into it. You don't want to say, hey, that's what Greg says, that's what Pat says, that's what John says, that's what Steve says. You want to say, they told me what Jesus said, and I went back and checked it in the Word of God, and guess what? That's exactly what God says, you know?
Right.
And, you know, God's called us to be free. This is a great experiment, America, freedom, and that we don't want it to end.
Right.
You think about it, that almost every patent that ever was, things being invented, came from United States of America or Israel. Mm-hmm. Very few things were patented and invented, you know, outside of the patent laws, and all comes from the freedom, mm-hmm. you know, in a short period of time, a very short period of time. I mean, think about it. It wasn't just after, you know, the first Model A car was like 1901, which means, you know, in the last, 6,000 years, right?
All right.
So at 6,000 years, you go back just 112 years, 111 years. Everybody was on horseback.
That's something.
They were on horseback 112 years ago. You know, all 6,000 years, except for 112 of them, they were on horseback. That's why cars say horsepower, you know, because it's like, you know, two horsepower was a big thing. You had two horses pulling your carriage. Now we got 300 horsepower, right?
Right.
And, well, you know what? You know, a great increase in the last 100 years of things being invented. I believe most of the patents happened in the last 100 years or so. For 100 years, obviously, but 100 years. And it was all, everybody was on horseback. You know, these genes, they're going out, they're digging out these genes out of somebody's well. They're going like, I think because they got like creases behind the knees, they were riding horses. Everybody was riding a horse. Beyond 112 years ago, it was all horses. And of course, obviously, everybody didn't get a car in 1901. Mm. You know, it took a while for cars to be the end thing. And it's just amazing. You know, things are happening so rapidly. We have to educate ourselves. Now, I'm thinking about, you know, we're going to be talking about in the extra hour today. You know, I told you early on I was going to begin to read about Mormonism and kind of find out, you know, what what it's about. You know, are Mormons Christians as we know Christians to be? And I've begun to share with you the things that was being made known to me. And I'm going to share, I have some things we're going to talk about in the extra hour where very specifically that, you know, Mitt Romney's been chosen from an early time in his life to be running for president. And even the founder of Mormonism was trying to run for president. We're going to talk about, here's some former Mormons who are now have given their life to Jesus Christ and are saved. They're going to explain the difference, but we're going to talk about that. We really want you to know because God is watching us. And, you know, for quite some time, you know, there's been, I guess not said, but an unspoken rule that says, hey, if you don't know about it, it don't hurt you and God's not going to hold you accountable for it. No, mm-hmm. God says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So we'll be talking about that in the extra hour, but you know, John G. Lake, a powerful man of God, started over 5,000 churches like VFN churches in Africa, and in his lifetime, diseases were put in his hand, Pat, mm-hmm. put in his hand, and the disease would die in his hand.
Oh, wow.
You know, just powerful, powerful things. You know, this is what he said. He said, listen, if God has called you to do something, if God has called you to do something, it needs to be God, mm-hmm. not a good idea, but
right,
God.
Right.
If God has called you to do something, step out in bold faith, and God will meet you there every time.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That's powerful.
So I just want to encourage you right now, you know, that you don't wait. If God has told you to step out, he's the one that's going to bring it to pass, but you're going to have to walk on the water of your circumstances. You're going to have to trust God. And he's looking for, the only thing that moves God is faith. You know, faith, you got to have faith in it. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And John G. Lake so totally got it. You know, you can read about his life. It's just a powerful, powerful man of God. You know, when he was young, his family had gotten real sick, and he heard that there was a ministry, it was Dowie's ministry, that was close to where he was living right now, which is Illinois, I believe. And he took one of his brothers to this healing house that was there. And he was healed. God healed him. And he's like, oh, my goodness. This is so powerful. And immediately he locked into John Alexander Dowie's ministry. And he went, John G. Lake took his family member there, and they got healed. He got on fire for God, mm-hmm. that, you know, he himself was even healed. And he began to believe. Because he experienced God's power, he went after God, and he began to help other people to experience God's power. And it was just so neat. We're going to be sharing more about John G. Lake, but I want to encourage you that, listen, God is looking for somebody who believes him. He'll step over a million people to get to one man or one woman who will believe him. Don't worry about what people are thinking. That's the problem. People are thinking too much. We need to start believing. How can we understand an unlimited, omnipotent God with a finite mind? I mean, So, you know, you have people are sitting there, they're going, you know, I think God, it's like, dude, you can't even figure out algebra. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know algebra. You don't even know what a logarithm is. We don't even know how our computers work. Everybody, most people don't know that. Just a few of them know it, and they're laughing at us when we try to work it. You know, and our finite minds, our limited minds, we try to explain God instead of, you know what? Instead of trying to explain him, I'm just going to love him. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to serve him, and I'm going to watch him do great and mighty things in my life, just because he's God, but also to be able to help other people, loving God, loving others, and leading others to the same. And so one particular thing that happened with John G. Lake, that he felt he was called to Africa, and of course, eventually he started with 5,000 churches, but it started with believing that God had called him there. He gets on a boat with no money with his family to be able to go to Africa. And you got to pay money to get off the boat. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to pay them money to get off the boat. If you don't have the money to get off the boat, they wouldn't even let you come into Africa. And so he gets there and he's just believing God. He's just standing there. He's like, God already got on the boat, went all the way over to Africa. Everybody's getting in line to be able to go off, get off the boat. And we can relate to this. We've seen this over and over again. I mean, we're not just talking about, you know, just history here, because we've seen it ourselves, you know, how God does this. And his family's, you know, looking, the family wasn't as strong in faith as he was. And they were wondering, standing in line about to get off the boat. And all of a sudden, in this line, out of the middle of nowhere, God speaks to somebody that he doesn't even, this God knows, but John G. Lake doesn't know,
mm-hmm.
and tells him that you need to go give this guy $200. You need to go give him $200. And he walks up and he gives him $200, and that gets him off the boat.
Wow.
In Africa. Is that wild?
Wow.
Is that not wild?
That's faith.
My goodness.
That's man. Amazing.
He just said, I'm going to line up. I'm just going to obey what God has said. And now it's up to the Lord.
All right.
And somebody in that line mm-hmm. was spoken to by God and gave him the money he needed to get his family off the boat.
Wow.
You know, and listen, if you don't have the faith to get off the boat, you're already thinking about, well, it's just because God gives him $200 off the boat, how is he going to live when he gets to Africa? It's the same way. This is how God works. This is how God works. This is how he works. You want to trust. And listen, when God has called you to do something, don't go to man. I think about A.A. Allen. A.A. Allen, God told him very specifically, I want you to be able to start a radio station. Mm. And he goes to the board, and he's really looking for a way out.
Yeah.
And the board goes, no, I don't think we should do it. You know, I've measured it, and besides, and whatever. And so he goes, great, I'm out of it. And then all of a sudden, God rebukes A.A. Allen, and he goes, what are you doing asking man if it's okay to do what I told you to do?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. And so you think about it, that when God has told you to do something, if he hadn't told somebody else, they're not going to be able to verify that. This is what they'll do. You just do it, God will move, and then you go talk to him, and they'll go, I was always with you.
Right. Every time.
I knew it was in you. I knew it was going to happen. Like, yeah, and you go, great, praise God. Yep. Just serve the Lord and love the Lord. I'm telling you, John G. Lake, an awesome man of God. We're going to be talking more about him. He ended up starting prayer rooms over the world and all over America, as a matter of fact. And I'm thinking about Winslow, you know, his ministry. He heads up now the prayer rooms all these years later. He heads up the prayer rooms for John G. Lake's lineage of ministry there for Alabama and I think Florida, maybe the whole southeastern area. He has a prayer room, I think, even in the Pensacola area they have one.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Mobile, Alabama, and then Atlanta, Georgia on Peach Street, maybe. I don't know what's that particular one there on Peach Street. But it's just today, because he trusted, because he got on the boat, because he got on the boat and he trusted God. Think about it. He trusted God, that God spoke to somebody. Listen, that's nothing more exciting than just trusting the Lord. Every step. You know, when we started the things that we were called to do and we've been called to do and we're doing, it's not because we have abundant resources. It's not because, you know, there's people lined up going, hey, I want to help you. Actually, people line up to hinder you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be easy. But you'll find out that God will meet you there in when you step out in confident faith that God is going to do what he's going to do. We've seen it many, many times. I remember the times when we had to step out and we had no finances. God's called us to prophesy to a city, Malachi prophecy. And we had in the future was going to be thousands of sons and fatherless boys and mentors and all coming into the wilderness. But that present day, all we had was the word of God, what he said. And we would step out, and as we went, things just started happening. God would, but we had to go, and we had to speak the vision, and then God would touch their hearts. We didn't know who was going to be touched and who was going to be moved, but the thing was, just tell them what God said. Just tell them what God said. Just tell them what God said.
Yeah.
And remember that?
Yeah,
and they said, well, I don't know. No, just tell them what God said. We're responsible for prophesying. And so with that, we did it, and next thing you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 events were going down, you know, for a camping trip.
Yeah.
But it was a prophecy as that was the cash part of it. And then you think about all the other in kinds would come in, and the whole city was stirred just because one man believed God, stepped out in bold faith, and God met us there every single time. Step out.
Yeah.
Trust the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. We're coming to the end of the first hour. We had a wonderful time. Make sure you share this with your friends. They need to know about the isms. You got to tell them about the isms. If you're leaving us now for the first hour, we want to say have a blessed day. Pray that the Lord's blessings go with you, that the wisdom of God would be upon you. that the desires of your heart will be met. And those that are joining us for the extra hour, stay tuned. We'll be right back with you. God bless.